and the Mexicans did a lot of work. So you will see a lot of the volunteers on the organizing committee doing the plenary, chairing the plenary sessions and the panel sessions. But I also just want to point out two people. So from the APS, Laura Boone, who did a lot of work raising money for the Americans to come here. And also from the SMF, Rosario Montezuma, who also did a lot of work organizing Mexicans to come here. And it was a lot of work for her since the visas came so late. There was a lot of last minute organizing for her. So thank you to both of you. I'm really looking forward to seeing everyone's talk and posters over the next few days and interacting with all of you. And I really hope that you all have a very productive and enjoyable conference. Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron. Now I'm going to call upon, from the University of Waterloo, Professor Jeff Chen, Chair of the Department of Physics and Astronomy.
Good morning. Welcome to Waterloo and University of Waterloo. By now, you have seen part of the university and its surrounding thriving area. Let me give you a brief introduction to our university. So our university was established in 1957. In just slightly more than half a century, the University of Waterloo has become the leading comprehensive university in Canada with 34,000 full-time and part-time students in both graduate and undergraduate program. The university is located in the heart of Canada's technology hub. This area is known in Canada for developing technology, and also it's known for its intellectual power. The Department of Physics and Astronomy enjoys close connection with the Perimeter Institute, the Institute, Waterloo Institute for Nanotechnology, and Institute for Quantum Computing. All these institutes, together with the department and the university, are co-sponsor of today's event. Our department is a research powerhouse as a university. We focus in five areas of research: astronomy, condensed matter, biological physics, optics, and quantum computing. Our faculty members specialize in both theoretical and experimental approaches, together with developing numerical or computational tools. We are the home for the Guelph Waterloo Physics Institute, which is the largest physics graduate program in Canada and one of the largest in North America. Graduate students are the major driving force for research success. We are excited to host the CAM 2013 conference, which allows us to share new discoveries in both fundamental and applied aspects of physics. At this point, I wish to thank the local organization committee and the program committee for mounting such a wonderful event. I also wish to thank our sponsors, the Canadian Association of Physicists, American Physical Society, the Mexican Society of Physics, and the entire list of sponsors which you can find in front of your conference program. So on behalf of the Department of Physics and Astronomy at the University of Waterloo, I wish this important event the greatest success in showcasing scientific discoveries made by the next generation physicists in North America. You are the rising star of tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. And now to chair the first plenary session, I'll invite up Chris Pugh.
What is this? Welcome, everybody. So our first plenary session we have today is on space physics. And I'd like to read a brief bio for our first speaker. We have today with us Professor Yemi Urrutia Fukugauchi. He's a geophysicist and professor at the Institute of Geophysics at UNAM. He did his PhD at the School of Physics, located in the University of Newcastle upon Tyne in England. His research centers around gaining an understanding of paleoclimatic, paleogeographic.